Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Welcome to Close Up Radio. Jim Masters here. Thanks for joining us. We're also excited to welcome Lena Jackson of The Resume Fix to the show for the next 30 minutes in this exclusive conversation. Lena Jackson is a young businesswoman with a story similar to that of many job seekers she supports in their efforts. She has risen to the top of the corporate ladder, but instead of being joyful about her accomplishments, she felt a sense of dread, and the thought of returning to work each Monday gave her that dreaded feeling. By starting her own business, she satisfied her creative side and feels more passion for what she's doing. Lena's team provides solutions that are effective, starting with the cornerstone service that gives the consultancy its name, The Resume Fix. Guidance, she says, is available for job transformations really at every level, from the recent graduate to a top-tier executive. They offer professional and creative resume writing and several other services that facilitate the results. Lena notes that her small team does a lot of career coaching with clients whose challenges fall into literally three buckets. One is that they need help with interviews, especially one that enhances the resume, which gets them that interview that they want, and even gets them to the interview stage. The Resume Fix people actually walk job hunters through the process from A to Z, so they show up in a major way and have more of a successful interview. Lena mentions other services they provide for the modern job search as well, such as helping people evaluate their role or employment situation to see if that is truly the right spot. They assess benefits, work-life balance, and individual skills, particularly when it comes to working remotely. The Resume Fix's team, the last area of focus, is enthusiasm for the work they do, which is terrific. If you'd like to learn more about Lena and the Resume Fix team, visit theresumefix.com. That's the, and then the word resume, R-E-S-U-M-E, and then the word fix, F-I-X, theresumefix.com to connect. Based in Raleigh, North Carolina, but works with clients all over the country and beyond, my pleasure to welcome to Close Up Radio for the very first time, Lena Jackson of The Resume Fix. Lena, thank you very much for joining us here. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, and welcome to Close Up Radio.
Thank you for having me, Jim. I'm definitely looking forward to our call today.
I am as well. You know, I'm very fascinated to learn more about the guests and what makes them tick and what are some of the things that really inspire them. You went from corporate leadership to launching a career service company of your own called The Resume Fix. And I think that's really fascinating. Kudos to you for taking the plunge. I'm sure it wasn't always an easy decision, and you know, you had a good job, corporate, good money, some security there, but you felt a yearning and burning inside that was calling you to do things that were of your own creation that really helped people in a long-lasting way. Tell us about that transition. Tell us about the inspiration to go from corporate leadership to launching your career services company, The Resume Fix.
Thank you, Jim. Yes, you're very correct in that I was definitely inspired to start my business. I moved from corporate leadership to really taking a really huge leap of faith by starting my own business. I always like to joke and say that I took a leap off the cliff and built my wings on the way down, and that's exactly what I've done throughout the years to really build up the business, to really leave an impact with everyone that we serve. And the business name, it definitely gives away to what it is that we do here at The Resume Fix, but we really do so much more than just resume writing. I always also like to say that we don't just quote-unquote fix resumes, but we actually change lives. And that's definitely true for each of the services that we offer here. In doing so, we offer, again, resume writing services, but we also offer a full suite of additional services, including cover letter writing, LinkedIn profile makeovers, and also valuable career coaching on an array of topics that we discuss with people at various stages of their career, really helping to guide them and lead them and coach them into new directions and new paths to really help them pursue positions and jobs and careers that they love. So, for instance, like when it comes to our career coaching services, we typically focus on three main categories that we find most people typically kind of struggle with when it comes to searching for employment. But again, our goal is really to help people land not just any old job, but ideally a career that they love and that they're passionate about.
Which is fantastic. It really, really is. You know, I like the fact that you say it's not just, you know, rewriting resumes and things of that nature. There's so much more involved in it. What's really great, too, is you have these additional, you know, if they hear the resume fix, like you say, they may think that you're just telling them to change the font and reorganize, you know, the chain of events and things, but it's so much more because it's a full service, soup to nuts, career services company that you created with the Resume Fix. Tell us more about the supportive services that you offer to clients who are really looking to start, or like a lot of people have been doing lately with everything going on the last 3 years with the pandemic and this great reset and self-reflection, some have just been completely changing their jobs, this great resignation and changing jobs. That's brought a whole new variable of things our way, and I'm sure your way, too. I mentioned in the introduction that everything falls into these three main buckets that you offer, right?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Yes. Yes. I'm really glad that you asked about those three buckets. And they really are associated with our career coaching services. And you're true. A lot of times when people call me and call our services, they think that we're just going to tinker with their resume and that we're just going to move a couple things around, play with the fonts, et cetera, give them a new format. But really, it goes way deeper than that. When it comes to the career coaching side of things, we offer those three buckets, which include interview preparation, job search strategies, and career transition. So when it comes to interview preparation, that service is just that. We take a client from A to Z when it comes to preparing for an interview. And this can include mock interview sessions where we serve as the mock interviewer. We'll help the client become more comfortable with their interview responses and their presentation skills. We'll help them to come up with some really good responses to common and sometimes not so common interview questions. Also the different formats of interviews, whether that be in person, whether that be via a Zoom call or a telephone call, but really, again, to help them prepare. That way they can put their best foot forward during each and every interview and to really ace those interviews. And then secondly, with our modern job search strategies category, many times when clients come to me, they can be in a state of stress. They can be in a state of even despair because they may be at an employer that, you know, may have a toxic workplace culture and they just want out, or they're not being paid as well as they should and they know that they deserve more. So when it comes to the job search strategies, we really help the candidate really figure out what it is that they need to do to navigate the modern job search. Sometimes clients, they come to us and they've been with an employer for 10, 15, 20 years, and they're a bit rusty when it comes to how to apply for jobs online and what they should be doing to present themselves in the best light, and they really just don't know what to do. So we'll guide them in terms of what are the best job search platforms for them to use, what changes they should make to their resume on their own, how to get past human resources filters, how to leverage LinkedIn, for example, for networking opportunities, really about helping them to come up with the best fit and best approach for them to, again, help them find a new job as quickly as possible. And then lastly, with our third category, that's our career transitions category, this track is really well-suited for anyone who wants to make a drastic change in their career. That could be a student who is searching for their first job. It could be a mid-career professional who wants to switch careers altogether, or it could be someone that's trying to move up the ranks in their current field, but really helping them go from one point in their career to something completely different, which I always find to be fun because in that category I really get to help people really pursue things that they've always wanted to pursue, but they haven't been able to for whatever reason, whether that's lack of time or fear, et cetera. A lot of times it's all about mindset as well, and really encouraging the client and letting them know that, hey, I can make this change within my career. I can do this thing that I've always wanted to do.
So very important, right? This has been a real time of great change in many ways, and people have been saying, gee, I've always wanted to do this, I've always wanted to do that, and now I think I'm going to give it a shot. And you're there sort of helping people and guiding them along, which is fantastic. You know, we all acknowledge that COVID has had this great impact on employment trends. Can you tell us what you think people can do to cope with the disruptions, for instance, if, you know, not having a job or even the new ways that we work?
Yes, COVID has definitely been such a disruptor in all of our lives. And what I found is that when it comes to employment, COVID, it really made people sit back and think about not just their careers and jobs, but really their lives in general, right? This is where, like, the great resignation came into play. For example, I get calls from people, and they would tell me that they've been with the same employer for years and years, and then suddenly they're laid off, and now they're suddenly looking for a job for the first time in years. So it really made them sit back and think and say, hey, you know, what I was doing all these years, did I really enjoy it? And with COVID, we also got to see how short and unpredictable life in itself can be. And I think that's been a really massive wake-up call for many people. For instance, people would say, hey, you know, I spend 40 hours at this job, and I'm away from my family and my friends and the things that I like to do personally. Do I even like this job? And I think for a lot of people, that answer was a really resounding no. So when it comes to disruptions, I think it's really important for people to refocus on what's really important in their lives. Yes, we all have to work. We all need paychecks to survive, pay bills, et cetera. But it's also important to be able to wake up on a Monday morning and be happy about the work that you do. And that's something that we focus on here at The Resume Fix, really helping people to, again, pursue their passions, find fulfillment in the work that they do, and, again, wake up on Monday mornings where they can just jump out of bed and be like, yes, you know, I'm going to work. I'm really going to do the thing that I enjoy to do with my time during the day.
Now, you did that. You had the opportunity to look at and assess your situation and your employment and your hopes, desires, and dreams, and you took the plunge. For folks that are listening that are saying, wow, you know, I can really relate to her and she can really understand and relate to me because she did it herself. How were you able to do it and make yourself comfortable and confident about making that change? People probably listening right now saying, boy, she's very inspiring. How did she say, I'm going to leave the corporate world and really start in an entrepreneurial way my own thing? What would be one or two things you would suggest and that you were able to master to be able to do that so effectively?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I'm definitely glad that you asked that. I think the number one thing that I can say is to just do it afraid. I think fear holds people back a lot of times because, especially when it comes to employment, you know, again, we have to go to work because we've got mortgage to pay, we've got children to take care of, we need to have food in our refrigerators, but sometimes you never know what opportunity is on the other side of your fear. And if you just stay stuck in the same place, you'll just never get there. And for me, it really was an opportunity on the other side of my fear. I didn't realize how many people were out there that I could really assist with the natural talent that I have. I've always been a good writer. Writing has been just something I've always just excelled in school and when I was younger. And being able to write resumes is a really concrete way to help people get out of the circumstances and situations that they're in. So it definitely was, again, just embracing my fear, just having confidence in myself, just really knowing that I could make a difference on people's lives. And that's really how I started the business, actually. I started it by accident. I used to write resumes for friends and family during college, and they would get calls for interviews all the time. Now, I tried to write my own resume at that time, and it'd be like crickets. Like, I couldn't get anyone to call me back to save my life. But yeah. I eventually realized that I had a knack for doing something great, and that definitely just pushed me forward in terms of starting the business and leaving corporate America.
That's really, again, it's very inspiring to hear, and people are sure being very inspired listening to the show. You know, our close-up team, who works diligently to discover amazing people that are doing incredible things to make the world a better place as you are, they discovered that you're currently writing a book. Tell us about the book. Congratulations on it. That's a whole new thing. Is the book about careers? And tell us the title and even how listeners can get a copy. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yes, the cat's out the bag. So I am in the midst of writing a book. It's my very first book ever, and I'm really, really excited about it. The title of the book is called What Do I Want to Be When I Really Grow Up? A Guide to Finding Your True Passion at Any Age. And the book is about careers, but it's also how to get back to a place of not just having any job. It's about finding work that has meaning, work that makes you, again, want to jump out of bed every single morning. It's like having this feeling of, I can't wait to go do that thing. Like, that's really my jam. And it's really about helping people to re-navigate their careers, to take a step back, to assess where they are, but also put them on a clear trajectory for where it is that they want to be. What's this next logical step in my career? Does this make sense to my personal goals and my personal fulfillment? Now, the book itself, it won't be available until the end of the year, but listeners can join our wait list and have first access to it when it is officially published. So, again, I'm definitely excited about really sharing some gems of knowledge when it comes to this book.
That is fantastic. And, again, congratulations on it. You know, one of your clients, and I'm sure there are many, many more, have had wonderful praise for your services. And the testimonial said something along the lines of, I don't know what you do to the resumes, but everyone I sent it out to wanted to interview me. It's unbelievable. That's fantastic. Let's talk about that, and maybe you can even share another success story like that as well. I bet you hear that from a lot of your fabulous clients.
Yes, it makes me so, so happy to hear when our clients are able to start getting calls for interviews and even land their dream jobs. Ultimately, that's our ultimate goal with our direct support and guidance as professional resume writers, career coaches. I'm really big on helping clients achieve real results. And by results, I mean that we can really make an impact in their lives in a major way to be able to help someone to pursue their passions, to get out of a toxic workplace environment, to make more money, to have better work-life balance. It's really meaningful, and it's also a concrete way to help people to really get them to where it is that they want to be ultimately. And this is definitely at the core. It's at the mission of everything that we do here at the Resume Fix. It's definitely the fuel that fired my book, and it's definitely what keeps us going and what keeps us just showing up in a major way for everyone that we serve.
Which is fantastic. You refer to your mission as developing a professional brand strategy. Tell us about that, you know, including why your team, from your assessment, is more professional than most.
Yes, so that is a very good question. Our mission is all about developing a professional brand strategy, not just when it comes to the business itself, but it also means really helping our clients develop their own professional brand strategy. So we help each of our clients to articulate their own unique brand on paper. When it comes to the resume writing, for example, I like to liken all of our documents to marketing collateral, so to speak. Like, you'll think of a business, they might have a billboard, they might have a television commercial, they might have a brochure. So it's kind of the same concept when it comes to a person's professional brand. How can we make this person shine on paper and present them in the best light to entice companies to interview them and ultimately hire them? We embrace the same concept when it comes to the way that we work internally, when it comes to the way that we engage with our clients, our commitment to seeing our clients become successful in their careers, and the seriousness that we have about what it is that we do here. We definitely have a major responsibility and, again, a major and direct impact on each of our clients' livelihoods. For example, we can help them land more interviews faster than if they were to continue to go it alone. And that is the case in many instances when clients come to me. They'll call after like months of applying. Like I'll sometimes have people that have applied for like 100 plus positions and they haven't gotten not one interview, and they don't know what they're doing wrong. And they'll come and they'll be like, oh my goodness, I've been doing all these applications. I thought my resume was good and, you know, no one's calling me back. Like, what's going on? And we take a look at their documents. We just overhaul everything and really help them to shine on paper and in black and white. So we definitely mean business when it comes to our resume writing and the career coaching services. And that's definitely what sets us apart from most, is that we focus on obtaining real results, real measurable results, versus just rewriting a resume. It's more than that. It's much deeper than that.
Tell us some other services that you offer and other experiences that you bring to the table for your clients.
Yeah, definitely so. When it comes to our resume writing services, so we offer a couple of services, the main one being the resume, but we also offer cover letter writing. When it comes to cover letters, we found that they're as important as the employer makes them. So there has been a bit of a shift away from cover letters here recently, but it always is a good idea to have one in tow if an employer asks for one. With the cover letter, we really craft a really stellar introduction to the person, really focusing in on their achievements, their accomplishments, the unique things about their career that can really help them to shine against the competition. We also focus on LinkedIn profile optimization and LinkedIn profile makeovers. With LinkedIn, we found it to really be a powerhouse when it comes to a person's job search today. And not many people realize the power of LinkedIn. It's not as saturated as some of your other job boards, your Indeed, your Monsters, et cetera, and those are still important. But what we found is that with LinkedIn, there are some really high-quality positions on that platform that may be of value and really some deep interest to our clients. So really helping them to navigate LinkedIn as a system, as a social media platform, how to network with others, how to reach out and tap into their existing network to deepen their network, et cetera. So those are definitely some of the main services that we offer. We also offer some digital products as well. We've got some great ebooks on our website that are more of kind of like a do-it-yourself kind of approach and guides that can be a quick fix for some issues that a client may be having with their resume, that they might be having with their LinkedIn profiles or their cover letter, but really some short and sweet guides that can, again, walk a client step-by-step in terms of what they can do to change their documents.
That's terrific. That is fantastic. What are some of the other feedback that you've had from your clients in terms of just how what you do has really changed things for them, their outlook, their perspective, not just from the, you know, the practical services you provide, but also just the reassurement, the inspiration, the support that you provide them? Go after it. Go get it. You know, you've earned it. That type of support. Because I know, in addition to the nuts and bolts stuff that you supply and offer, you also, in a way, offer encouragement and empowerment, giving people an opportunity to believe in themselves, to take those steps to enrich their lives, to do the things that really speak to their heart and soul the most, right? Tell us about that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, and it is a really inspiring service. I mentioned previously that a lot of the resume writing and career coaching process is about mindset. It's about changing people's mindsets. It's about changing someone's perspective about themselves. A lot of people, they'll tell them stories. I always say that people will tell themselves stories between their own two ears that may not necessarily be accurate and they may not necessarily be correct. So many times it's about identifying those instances where people are talking themselves out of applying for positions. It's about really helping them to identify that, really helping them to identify ways that they can have more confidence in themselves. Like I'll work with clients that have like all these years of experience, and they've got really great, I mean like really, really great experience, and it's like they don't count it sometimes, or they discount it. And really, again, helping them realize what it is that they bring to the table in terms of value, to let them know, like, hey, you know, these employers that you're looking for, you may be the one that it is that they need, but if you don't put yourself out there, you'll never get there. And so when it comes to our praise, when it comes to our testimonials, we do keep track of all the good news that our clients give us. We actually follow up with everyone once our projects are finalized just to make sure that they are landing more interviews, that they have landed a new job. And that's where we get feedback a lot of times, where people will email us or they'll call us or they'll leave a message on the website and they'll be like, hey, I got the job, or hey, I got the interview, and just to give us thanks and recognition for the part that we got to play within their career journey. And we do keep track of that information on our website. And I'm very, very proud of the impact that we can make in everyone's lives that we serve. So it's definitely important as a business owner, I think, to not lose sight of the core of why a business started. And for me, this business definitely started to, again, leverage some really unique talent that I realized that I had to make a difference in the lives of others.
That's wonderful. That really, really is. What would you say is the first thing that somebody should do if they're listening right now and they're like, okay, this sounds really great, I really appreciate this, but, you know, what's the first step? What should I do? Is it going to the website? What would you say?
Yes, the first step would be going to our website where the client could schedule a call with us so they could really learn about the nuts and bolts and details of our services to see if we're a good fit to work with each other, where we can also learn about their career, where we can learn about what it is that they've gone through throughout the years and what brings them to where they are now, where they may be looking for another position, where they may realize that their resume isn't quite working for them. And from there, we will move forward with the project depending on the services that they decided upon. But really, it is a long-term endeavor. We don't look at any project as a short-term project. We have clients that have been with us for years from the very beginning. We have a lot of repeat and referral business. So it is about having that long-term relationship with everyone that we work with. For example, some clients, they'll come to us initially and they'll say, hey, I need help with the resume. And then they'll use the resume and they'll get hired, you know, a couple months later. And then they'll stay within that position for a year or so. And they'll come back a year later like, hey, you know, now I want to make more money. Now I want to move on to like a management position. How can you help me to reach that goal as well? So we definitely like to, again, focus on the end result, focus on the long term. But it, again, would start with one initial phone call, simple phone call, very short, brief, where we can get to know one another and then really come up with a solid plan of action to help our clients get to their end result and their goal.
That's terrific. I encourage folks to make contact by going to www.theresumefix.com. That's The Resume Fix. To learn more and connect with Lena and The Resume Fix team. Lena, this was terrific. I really appreciate you joining us here on the show and sharing all of this wit and wisdom. And again, I really encourage folks to make contact. Congratulations on the book that's forthcoming as well, and we hope that we'll get a chance to explore some more here, some more success stories and testimonials as we go along as well. It's really great discussing this professional and employment brand and the modern job search with you today, Lena. I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you, and we hope to welcome you back soon to Close Up Radio. It was a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. I definitely appreciate you having me today. It's definitely been a joy to be able to discuss the business and just the value that we're bringing to everyone that we serve.
Absolutely, and you keep up the amazing work. And, again, we look forward to welcoming you back soon. TheResumeFix.com is the website. Folks, Lena Jackson, our very special guest. My name is Jim Masters. The show's name is Close Up Radio, a service of the award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. Thanks for joining us. Inviting you to stay right here. Another great show with another amazing guest comes up in just a moment on Close Up Radio. For the entire team, once again, Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time till next time. We thank Lena Jackson for joining us, and we thank you for listening. Have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.